Guillermo del Toro's The Shape of Water is not just one of the top films of 2017. It is one of the very best films of the second decade of the new century. And given the Mexican-born filmmaker's fascination with creating on-screen fantasy, its scenario is not at all surprising. Now, these days, a plethora of films examine romantic relationships between individuals of different backgrounds or races. But The Shape of Water, which is set in 1962, centers on the evolving romance between two characters who are, well, unique in their way and far better seen than described. Now, it was a pleasure to both discover The Shape of Water at the Toronto International Film Festival and attend the film's press conference. The session began with a rarity, some heartfelt, spontaneous applause for those seated on stage, including the filmmaker, his co-screenwriter, his producers, and his actors. There was a sense of elation as The Shape of Water, which will be opening theatrically in December, had just won the Golden Lion at the Venice Film Festival. And Del Toro's observations were refreshingly direct and meaningful. Given his considerable girth, it was no surprise that he jokingly described himself as the Mexican Michael Moore. He constantly cited his love of eating by quipping, "God knows, I didn't get this fat by showing self-control. If you give me a box of donuts, I'm not going to take one donut. I'm going to take the whole box." But more attention-grabbing were his comments about his love of and appreciation for older films, and The Shape of Water is crammed with film references and images. And while exploring his love of movies, Del Toro constantly cited filmmakers, film characters, and film titles, from Douglas Sirk to J.J. Hunsecker, Burt Lancaster's role in Sweet Smell of Success, to The Red Shoes. When he was 6 years old, Del Toro explained, he saw Creature from the Black Lagoon, a classic mid-1950s horror film. "I was moved to tears by its beauty," he recalled. "I was transported. I thought, this is the most beautiful thing in the world." I do believe that film does have the sheer power of love and creation. When a movie connects that strongly, that is possible. It has happened to me. I have been many times in my life on the brink, and I've been pulled back by movies. So I think it happens. If my movie does it for one person, that's great. Movies can sustain us through life. Del Toro also is not shy about offering his observations about the current state of the world, and specifically U.S.-Mexican relations. "I believe in roots," he declared. "I don't believe in geography. Geography is some nonsense that people invent to keep us apart. Governments control us by geography, race, preference, so many ideas that are completely invented." He added that, "If you were to look down on the world from a satellite, Mexico and the U.S. both blend in. It's just a chunk of Earth," he noted. And he added, "For most people, the issues between the U.S. and Mexico started a year and a half ago, or 2 years ago. But if you're Mexican and you cross the border, it never really went away. It's like cancer. We have a tumor now. That doesn't mean that the cancer started with that tumor. It was gestating for so long." The idea was to show in the movie that 1962 is the time that Americans go back to in their imaginations when they say, "Let's make America great again." Now, if you're white, Anglo-Saxon, and Protestant, it was a great time to be alive. If you're not, if you're anything else, it was pretty bad. And he concluded, "I do hope that the world lasts so that we can start repairing it. Let's fix it for real." Now, when press conferences conclude, those on stage usually make beelines off the podium. But not Guillermo del Toro. He remained on stage and graciously chatted with those on hand. And for this reason alone, it is more than fair to note that Guillermo del Toro is, indeed, a mensch.